In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today the Church is celebrating the synopsis of Saint Archangel Michael and all the heavenly hosts. It is a great day for us because, of course, we all are connected with the angels. We all have an angel, guardian angel, that we were given at the time of our baptism. And we have the angels that are assigned to the families. We have angels that are assigned to towns and countries. Our angels are our best friends, but too many times we absolutely don't pay attention to them, as we are oblivious of their presence. And yet, whenever you or I have a good thought, it comes from our angel. And of course, the opposite is true. Whenever we have a bad thought, evil thought, negative thought, it comes from the Satan and his hordes and his workers. But Archangel Michael had chased away these rebels when they have rebelled from this site, being close to God's presence, and put them down, and then they are now, they have a lodging in the earth, on the earth, or in the sky, and in the water, as we know. And they're hanging around about us all the time. They're trying to make us to commit sins. They're tempting us all the time. And they're using, of course, our body and our neighbors and anything else, anything that they can ever muster to turn against us. But we have a guardian angel that without any trouble can push them away, and if that's what we want. And the guardian angel is always looking out for our interest. And guardian angel is always making sure that there would be a fair fight, that there would not be, we wouldn't be forced against our will and by the evil one to do those things that we really don't want to do. Because God gave us that freedom. It's our choice. It's, do we choose to serve God, or do we choose to serve the evil one or ourselves? Because this is, we become like evil ourselves when we start to serving ourselves and not God. Our will has to be given over to our Lord, because our Lord is love. And with his, and this is what he wants us to have, love in our heart, that we have to embrace his love, because he is always with us, and he always loves us. He doesn't change. He has love for all his creation, and we are supposed to be the crown of his creation. But we fail. We fail miserably many times. But guardian angel is very, very sorry to see us stray away from the narrow path that the Lord has shown us that will lead to the kingdom of heaven. Our guardian angel, when we submit to the will of Satan and submit to our passions, our sins that become our habits, and we don't seem to care about how we hurt our Lord, who died for us on the cross, and it took our sins, and we're oblivious of that in the times when we conceal in our heart and the hatred for our brothers, for our sisters, my beloved. We have to stop this. If we don't stop this, we're only giving great pain to our guardian angel and to all the heavenly dwellers. Archangel Michael, with Archangel Gabriel, and all the heavenly hosts, and all the servants, true servants of God, they are always sorry, and because they love us when we are not behaving ourselves properly. And on the other hand, when we turn to God, when we turn to God with all our heart, then there's a great rejoicing in heaven, as the Lord has stated. When one sinner repents, there's a great rejoicing in heaven. And my beloved, let's give that joy to the heavenly dwellers, truly to start to repent and look in our heart and make sure that we don't have anything in our heart that will deny the entrance of the Holy Spirit and with Jesus and His Father and the Holy Spirit. We must clean up our acts. We must clean up our heart and make it clean in such a way so there will be a place for the Holy Spirit to abide in. And this is what the purpose of this living here on this earth is. This is Saint Seraphim Sarovsky had stated, that the purpose of our living here is the acquiring of the Holy Spirit. My beloved, our God, the angel, is always there to help us. Oh, he was waiting, just waiting for us to turn to the, with our will, with our faith, to turn to the Lord, and he will help us to go on that path and protect us from all the temptations. But we must remember our guardian angel, and we do in the morning when we say a prayer, in the evening when we're saying a prayer to the guardian angel, but the rest of the time, to our great sorrow, we are oblivious of his presence. And we should change that. We should try to remember that he is with us, and then we have a great consolation. Just remember the words of the Lord, what the Lord has said. The Lord has stated, when there is two or three united in my name, I am in the midst of you. Well, if it is the two or three, well, there becomes two already. If you start praying and unite with your guardian angel, you unite yourself in a prayer, and the Lord surely will be right in the midst of you, because there's already two of you. And my beloved, we know that when we have a blessings of a car, since some people have cars nowadays, and then the church assigns a guardian angel to be the keeper of the car when you're traveling. And to my great sorrow again, we forget that. And when we finish our trip one place or to another place, the church tells us that we should thank our guardian angel for keeping us safe in the trip. But too many times we just forget the existence of the guardian angel, and we don't thank him. We're ungrateful because we're oblivious of his presence. Just because we cannot see our guardian angel, and we have to have the faith, we have to see him in spiritual eyes. But for that, we have to clean up our act. We have to try to fulfill what God commands us, is to love him with all our heart and soul and mind, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. But the minute you or I hold a grudge against somebody or get offended, the minute you or I are not willing to forgive somebody anything, who no matter how much somebody might hurt us, and we do not forgive, we do not get forgiveness from the Lord, and we sadden our guardian angel, because he knows that this is not the way to make it to the kingdom of heaven. You and I, if we want to make it to the kingdom of heaven, we must hold on and invite and love our guardian angel, and be able to have a conversation with him, meaning to have prayers to him more often, and ask his help and thank him and for the help that he is giving us and keeping us safe. My beloved, this is what I think will make our angels and all the heavenly hosts very happy, if they see that we're starting to acknowledge their existence, and we acknowledge them as being our best friends, because truly, we do not have anybody that's closer to us, except, of course, the Lord and the Theotokos and Mother of God. But the next ones, of course, is the guardian angel, and then our saints, the patron saints, which also too many times we forget them, and we should not. We should live in this world as if we are no longer in this world. We should live in this world as if we're already in heaven and have the communion with the heavenly dwellers. And if we do that, then all of a sudden you find out that it's so beautiful to be surrounded by the heavenly dwellers, because they keep the filthy scums away from us. And but remember, we only have two enemies, and of course the enemy number one is the evil spirits, and number two is our own body that many times wants to put us into pampering it or working as if that is our God, and the body demands that we be in obedience to the body, and to even to extend to breaking the Lent and doing all those things that are not profitable, not only to the body, but not only to the soul, but and even to the body itself. The body is a tool that is used too many times by the evil spirit, and yet the body should be also the house of the Lord, the temple of God, and this is how the Lord wants it to be. So we have to purify ourselves all the time. We have to curtail the wants and the supposedly the needs of the body, and then for the sake. No, we're giving that up for the sake of the salvation. My beloved, let's pray more often to the Archangel Michael and all the heavenly hosts and our guardian angels, and ask them to keep us safe from the evil one, and continue to pray. Let's continue to pray for each other. It's very important that we also pray for each other, not just for oneself. Whenever we say our prayers that are supposed to be where it says I or me, we should try to think and engulf in our heart, put in not only just me, but we put in all the close ones that are around us, all our relatives, and all the whole saints have done, they're putting in the whole world into their heart. The heart was so enlarged with the love, because they followed the example of the Lord. And that's what the Lord calls us all, to be merciful as the God in heaven is merciful, and to be perfect as God in heaven is perfect. Of course, this is something that you and me have to strive to do and to try to attain, but we know that realistically we won't be able to do it. But that will keep us, and we'll remember that will keep us from becoming proud and think that we reach some height, because in the reaching after the Lord is like trying to reach out and touch the star here from the earth. But we have to strive for it. We have to grow. We have to grow. And we should not allow any day to pass by for us not to make a little tiny stretch further to come closer to our Lord. May our guardian angel keep us, continue to keep us safe, and may we truly be aware of His presence and the presence of the heavenly host, and of the great joy that they actually bring to everyone who is willing to acknowledge their presence and to love them in return. Amen.